moved in the past 2 years, take a minute to make sure the state has your current address and phone number on file to ensure you have ongoing access to health services. Please visit michigan.gov/mybridges to update your contact information today. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD, 96.5, The Cave.
Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. John Kane in for Jeff Bowman. This is my first Saints show this season. I just didn't know that there would be a crowd here in the studio, Fred.
We're back. You know, I don't know if you didn't get the email
or the memo or whatever. I didn't get the memo. No, I didn't.
But it's been really, I think... It's just great interviews. It's a little crowded, but it's just good to see everybody's face, you know?
Yeah, we like it crowded in here, you know, because most of the time it's, you know, the echo.
Yeah, and then trying to get a phone number and making sure you're connected. And
so we got a great show on for tonight, Fred. Give us kind of the rundown, the schedule.
Well, the schedule I want to give is we've interviewed Coach Oliver a number of times, but over his 20-odd years, he's built one of the top programs, not only at Siena, but really women's soccer programs in Michigan and Midwest, and this year really no exception. We have a couple seniors here today, and they're preparing John and our listeners for their postseason tournament, where I think they play this week, right, Wednesday? And who do you play, Coach?
Northwestern Ohio.
Yeah, and you're down there. Yeah. And we tied them as one of the – I think our overall record is 10-4-4. Yeah. And did you ever have four ties before?
Yeah, I've actually had two seasons with five ties.
No kidding.
One with four, so I went and looked it up. So.
And so how they do the standings, John, is 3 points for a win and 1 point for a tie. And the Saints – with one win out of those ties, and a couple of them were tough ties, you know. I mean, all of them were tough ties, but, they jump up to third seed, you know. But I think overall, very successful season for Siena.
Yeah, we actually, our game last Wednesday, if probably different conditions, we probably definitely win that game. Would be in third place and not fifth. So
in retrospect, was that the game at Dearborn where – the conditions, field conditions, were not the
weather
best.
Weather and everything else.
Right. The 0-0 game.
Yep. We had players sitting out for injuries and some coming back. And wind was bad. It was just a perfect storm, so to speak. But.
Well, I think the last time we talked, you guys were on a little bit of a roll. And then I think you tied at Northwest Ohio and then lost, I can't remember, by one, and then tied again. And then you got it rolling again. But I think the tie that I think hurt the most in my mind just by looking at it was a Rochester tie at home, because the other ties were on the road. A lot of times you're on the road, heck, But I think you were out of goalie that day or something.
Yeah, Caitlin had actually been hurt the game before. It was our starting goalie. Actually, in our game that we lost. And ironically, that could be a reason why we didn't perform later in the second half there as well. But, we just didn't have players step up in those games. So, Rochester was a tie that we couldn't have. Again, a very rainy, cold night for us. They hit basically 3 free kicks and won the game or tied the game. We were up 3-1 with, I don't know, maybe 19 minutes to go, and they hit 2 free kicks to tie the game for us. So, a little bad luck in some of those things and injuries at the wrong time. And, that's why, we were sitting on the bench the other day, and I told Michael, I hate this game because you can totally just crush people. U of M Dearborn got one look at our goal, and we have the ball cleared off their line, 4 times. Even Cleary, where we had senior day this weekend, and, we're totally crushing them. Right. They had no opportunities whatsoever, and you can't score, and everything is so tight because you're one goal away or you're tied, and they get one opportunity and it goes in, and everything's more of a panic type of thing. So.
You scored early that game, but if I remember, the shots on goal and those stats were very one-sided.
Yeah.
In a 1-0 game, and you're right, that's what makes sports like soccer and hockey a little different than other sports. But all in all, I think you had a plus 20 goal thing. Plus minus differential. Yeah. And it's just that the difference of that 1 and 3 points made a big difference, and it probably puts you as low as you possibly could be. But how does this matchup look for you down in Northwest Ohio?
Well, I'm hoping the girls are actually fired up a little bit. I know we're not the fifth best team in the conference.
Right.
And so I like our opportunity. Now we've not played well on the road this year. I shouldn't say we've not played well. We've played well. We just haven't gotten our results.
Right.
So that will be the biggest thing that we have to figure out. But I do think the girls believe in me, and we'll ask them later. I think there's no reason we can't win our tournament championship. Like I said, is our path as easy as it should have been? No. Are we seated where we should be? No. But you can't cry over that stuff. You just got to keep going. So Northwest Ohio will be tough because they're an extreme possession team. We actually feel up. We tied 1-1 there. The game was fairly even. They didn't have a lot of chances against us. They're a high possession team. And then a fluke penalty kick call against us, and they score. They go up 1-0. We come back, score 2 minutes later.
Right.
So, the kids really found, that drive and that toughest stuff to get out of that. And then we had a couple of looks towards the end of the game that go well. So I like our odds. I think if anybody we had to draw, that's probably the one I would try to pick, I guess. I don't know. You really don't want to get into that stuff, but... I just think we have confidence. I'm pretty sure I know we can play against that team. We match up athletically. Style is the biggest issue that we have to overcome when we play them. But I think if we calm down and keep the ball from them, then we have way more offense than they have defense for us. And so it'll just come down to that.
Historically, in the last 4 or 5 years, this Northwest Ohio Siena has been kind of the red letter game, right?
Yep.
And over your 22 years, you've had red level rivalries with, Aquinas,
Madonna,
you go on and on as it rotates. And you guys have been consistently, I think in the last 16 years, the only losing season you had was the 5-6 season during COVID, which was a unique season to spring anyhow. So our program has been consistently strong. Talk about... And I don't know. I know that you've done all conference voting. I don't know if it's been released yet, so we can't talk about that, doggone it. But talk about some of your top players this year and how they performed.
Well, I mean, it's kind of tough where you start with our group. I think Mackenzie Stendel's really done a great job for us this year. She's been banged up a little bit now, but she, game in and game out, seems to show up and, has the passion and hates to lose and all that type of stuff and goes from there. And then, our defense has been really good. Hannah and Alyssa Fisher and then Caitlin and Goal have been really solid all year. We've really not had opportunities to sub and play many different people there because they've played so well. And then Olivia Emmer, who's you're going to talk to here, has probably been our most consistent and outstanding center mid for the whole season. Just really does a lot of the work for us and gets all that stuff done. So I think our players can go. And then Marissa Young's been our perennial league scorer for the last few seasons. She is this year. She's been banged up the last six games maybe. So that's given an opportunity. Lily Tiplady has come on like gangbusters. She started the conference, I think, had a point in every game from the first five games or something like that. So and she's causing all kinds of trouble for those people. So they're really doing well. We lost Sarah Amon for a little while with a broken wrist. So she's back also in the Madonna game. And then our wingers, Isabel Reamer and Emily Broman, have been, you know, I just call them, they're just girls on fire, man. They run so hard, they create so much stuff and things like that. And then recently, really, Parker Cheney's come on great. She had a great game Saturday. She had a great game Wednesday till she got hurt. And Ruth Van Sciver would be my other one. I think that's really coming on as a younger player that's starting to make more plays and do more things for us and things like that. But I think our team starts with our defense, but our offense is what makes us successful.
Right.
And us being able to put pressure on other teams. And I think a lot of our speed and athleticism are up in those positions, from Marissa, from Lily, from Sarah Reamer and Roman and that type of stuff. And even Aaron Tyson as our attacking center mid really gives us a lot of punch.
The good news is that Northwest Ohio has a great facility. It's a turf facility.
Nope,
it's not.
Grass, so.
It's natural grass. Gosh. And you know, soccer on turf and grass, we should probably ask your players this in a little bit. But their field, I would imagine, would be in great shape.
Yeah, it's always, you know, as you talk about that perennial matchup, we've always gone down there in November.
Right.
And their field always seems to be great. And I remember this because back when I was a GA, right, we had grass at Zoller Field there where our current baseball field is. And, man, I did a lot of divot repair and line fixing and painting in October and November for that type of stuff. And, UNOH always keeps their grass great. We actually practice out at Zoller today in the – well, I guess it didn't rain, but
right.
We did. I love that facility, love the area to play in and all that type of stuff. So we'll be prepared for the surface. I prefer grass.
Okay.
Two reasons. There still is the, you know, the ball hits the ground and it bounces higher. It's harder to settle down. It does play faster, and you have a little more ball skill that you can do on turf
because right.
It plays cleaner and neater. But grass is the way to go. It just doesn't, like, you just can't handle a bouncing ball all the time. Like, you want it to settle down. You want it to play clean and neat. And if they take care of it so the ball's not, you know, bouncing all over the place when it's rolling on the grass, then that's the way to go.
You know, ironically, last few weekends, my brother and I, we've watched some high school football. And sometimes when you go around and see the state of fields, they're sometimes in rough shape if you have a Friday where you have them, and it's hard. Well, most of the football fields have been in decent shape because on the weekends they've been pretty good.
It's been a dry fall.
Yeah, it has
so
been.
So they're not getting right. Muddy games and ripped up and things like that.
And I think that and when you're playing for all the marbles, so to speak, so just for our listeners, you know, the WAC conference is specifically, you know, the pride of winning the conference championship. That winner is guaranteed a bid to the national tournament. We have 12 teams in our conference, and the second automatic bid goes to the tournament winner. And that's when we say we're playing for all the marbles. You mentioned that one of the things you've done so well, you have over 50 young women in your program, and I've talked a lot on this program about the culture of this program is so positive, and so many great, you know, young women that are good academically and great leaders. But your reserve program, as you call it, not freshman JV, your reserve program just had some success this weekend too. So talk about that.
Yeah, our reserves have had a successful season altogether. I think we're 8-0-1. They just beat Madonna yesterday in the WAC Invitational JV tournament is what they call it. We won 2-0. We actually won probably more than that. We hit the post a couple times. We really gave up almost no chances. And I try to be the assistant coach on there. You're right. You're trying to let your GA do things, and you're just trying to help the GA coach and things like that. And Kaylee May has done a great job with that group. There were times yesterday with our reserve team that I thought they were asleep. Like, they were just playing well. They were just keeping the ball. I think after the first 15, 20 minutes, they really calmed down, started passing the ball to each other, and then we just got better as the game went on. And Madonna got more and more chippy and more feisty, and our girls just kind of were like, yeah, whatever, we're still beating you. And, like, it really was. And we have been so successful this year. They won the title, and I knew that they knew it was the championship, yet they didn't celebrate. So it was one of those, like, yeah, well, like, we just, you know you're going to win, you know you're that good, and things like that. So our reserves have been, you know, really terrific. They came together as a group. They've played well. They have a lot of spirit and all that type of stuff. And the thing that's great with me is now, like, you just watch the players grow.
Right.
And we're really hoping and expecting a lot of them to take the next steps next year to varsity. And, you know, you were the coach, and that's what they always say. You want to reload. You don't ever want to rebuild. And that's where that's got to come from. So I'm very happy. Last year we had won our JV tournament as well. So we have some of those kids, you know, making their ways now in our varsity and providing depth for us as well. So it really gives the girls a chance to keep playing and keep developing in the college soccer. And the hard part is we play one program that plays two schedules.
Right.
So, you know, as a coach, when you're trying to schedule practice, you've got 54 girls running right. around. And, you know, it's not all that because you've got your goalies are going to go off by themselves and you've got some injured people and things like that and managers. But you really do have to plan quite well to keep things organized and you know, things like that. But they're a great group. They've played well. And
well, did we host that tournament, or was that at?
No, it was at Madonna. They got us on a the tiebreaker was goal differential.
Gotcha.
And ironically, the game that we played, we played at Aquinas, so we got off the bus. We scored two goals in like 7 minutes, and then we didn't score the rest of the game. And they ended up, Madonna ended up beating Aquinas 4-0. And we kind of just, we're like, yeah, we know we're going to win now. And we just didn't go for the jugular, you know, just didn't play as well or score as many goals against Aquinas. Otherwise, we would have hosted that game.
I have to, you know, just tell a quick story back in the old days when I coached. And I know you both remember this name, Scott McClure. Scott was our sports information director and helped out in our basketball program when Coach Sanderford was over at Adrian High for 4 years. And we had a JV tournament down at it was at Bethel.
Bethel. I think so, I was helping Scott with SID then.
Well, and so we were down there, and my late wife and I drove down after the cross-country invitational up in Ann Arbor. I drove down, and I sat in the bench, and Scott had to quiet me down. The roles were reversed. I was just the assistant, and, hey, knock it off. I'm running things, and it was funny. But I remember in that game, we had guys like Jeff Gullickson and whatnot, and Baki and guys that were really good players playing there, and that's how we develop them. And you should take your hat off for what they accomplished yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely great. And I was the same yesterday. I was the same at Aquinas. Yeah. And so I'm trying to get Kaylee to coach them. She's a little quieter. I got to find their voice a little bit. But I'm still the one can fight with the refs. And I'm still the one to yell at the girls to, you know, calm down and keep playing, or if they're out of position and things like that, which they were yesterday, trying to bark those commands. And the one thing I was always blessed with was the voice that carries. So if Kaylee says something, not so much. So it's me that's got to broadcast that all the way across.
You know, as and this is a tough thing to bring up, what is the NAIA rule on travel squad size?
So there is no rule. Actually on varsity and JV. So that's the one exception that we have to NCAA rules is participation. So there's no roster size limit. In the NCAA, Division III, II, and I, I believe they can only suit 24 players for the varsity games unless their conferences have different stating. So we actually, you know, try to split as much as we, you know, I don't really want to split, that's the wrong word, but we try to travel. I think we travel close to 30 with our varsity this year, and then we were about 20-ish, about 15 players, I think, on reserve for us this year. So we definitely have depth there as well.
Right. So, you know, and I remember in my day, so to speak, we had to pare that roster down to 12 to go to nationals, and it was very difficult.
And then that's finally, what we went through today, because our playoff roster has to be 24.
Yes.
So
you do, your playoff roster is 24. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And those aren't easy decisions to make, especially in a program of your depth.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's what I worry about the most. And I really hope those players that know that they're not on that playoff roster have been varsity mean a lot to me and a lot to our program. And, you know, they don't get the reward of playing time and that type of stuff. So when we try to win this tournament, it's more for them than necessarily our people on the field, because they're going to get the reward. They know they do it. And I want those girls to understand that they're champions. They're a big part of what we're doing and things like that. But that is what you lose sleep on as a coach. I know our girls are going to play hard. I don't really try to worry about results much anymore getting older, but it's that they understand that they're important to us. They have a role on the team. Sometimes it doesn't get rewarded with playing time, but it doesn't mean that they're not a great person for us.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. I'd always remember, even after a win, I'd say, I wish I could have got so-and-so more minutes.
Yeah.
You really do, because as a coach, we do get big hearts. And thank goodness, I guess, at our level, it's the winning or losing is not determined. You know, at our level, where we're not going to get that multi-year contract, you know, for millions of dollars. Yeah. But
well, that's
good.
Why you're going to talk to Katie Carver here in a little bit, and she's one of those girls for us. Now, she is a backup goalie for us, but, I mean, character in spades, like, however you want to say it. Like, so that's why she's in here today, really, is it's, you know, what she does for our program. She has to really realize how much it is and how valuable that is to all of us. And who she is as a person probably means more to us than what she can do on the field for us or anything like that.
Yeah, and that's how you build a successful program. I'm going to turn it back to the boss, because I'm sure we're getting close to the...
Yeah, we're getting close to taking a break here. You know, I have, like, close to zero knowledge here. Close.
Okay.
But what I've been able to glean over my time doing this is that the WAC conference is such a competitive conference in just about every sport I hear about. Every single one. It's a dog eat dog situation. It really is incredible.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, really, what it is. And you know, I was here. I was actually a player when the WAC started. That was my freshman year coming in, so nobody even knew what it was. Even when we were joking, "What do you mean we're in our conference?" Like, we don't know. We weren't on it. So, and just to see where it's gone now, to really, we had a 4-way tie this year for 8th place to get in our tournament. Now they weren't, you know, they were at 8 points and we were 19 or something like that. So there is a little parity there between, you know, the middle of the pack, so to speak. And then we've got two teams. What Madonna's got one loss and a tie, and Aquinas is undefeated in the conference for the second year in a row. So we still have some haves and some maybe have nots and things like that. But I mean, we just lost to or tied the 8th place team or 9th place team on Wednesday, you know, last Wednesday, a week ago. So you can get beat, you can get tied, you've got to play your games. And
well, there can be differentials in the points in the standings, but like the games are almost always nail biters.
Yeah, they're close, and it's a little too exciting for my taste, but as a coach. But yeah, and it's a grind, and you've got to make sure that you're up for every game and every opponent. You can't sleep on people and things like that. So I mean, that's a great thing. We just want to try to keep trucking along. And I think like the standards, you know, of our program over the time is, you know, when we're 10-4-4, and when you think you have a mediocre season or a bad season, you're 10-4-4. Like we've won double the amount of games than we've even lost. Like you're still looking at yourself and you're like, man, like how great do you have it? How, you know, you've just got to, you know, stay focused on what your task is at hand and things like that. But the conference is really tough. I think we're ready for our challenge, though, as we go through the playoffs here.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and that'll give me an opportunity to think of some more dumb questions if I ever get the opportunity. So we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death in teens and young adults. 4 out of 5 suicide deaths are preceded by warning signs such as suicidal threats, suicide notes, previous suicide attempts, preoccupation with death, and final arrangements. Parents, teachers, and friends are in a key position to pick up on these signs and get help. Youth suicide is preventable. Know the signs. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
All right, welcome back inside the cave here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Siena Heights, Siena Sports Weekly, I should say. And now, Coach, we have a couple of other guests here in the studio.
Yeah, well, I'm going to at least introduce them, and then we're going to see if they got a hit future in sports broadcasting here in a minute. But we're really blessed to have, I'm looking at Katie Carver from Bloomfield, Indiana, and I'm going to get to bear with me, Olivia Emmert from Walled Lake Central here today. So welcome, ladies. All right, great. So I'm just going to start right off with Olivia. Tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're from and where you went to high school. How did you get attracted to Siena, et cetera?
Okay, so I went to high school at Walled Lake Central. I'm from Walled Lake, Michigan. I got interested in Siena when we had a club camp.
Okay.
My club team. It was a college camp that Scooter actually came to, and he coached our team for that.
Ah.
Yeah. Had no idea what Siena Heights was. I didn't even know Scooter. I don't even think we talked at all at that camp. And then I get an email or a letter from him a couple of weeks later, and I was like, okay, I'll go to a tour. And I loved it. And then Scooter just kept sending me letters and letters on letters on letters. I was like, I can't really deny this. I did go look at a couple other schools. I looked at Lourdes, didn't really like it. I looked at Albion also. But, I mean, Scooter was relentless, and I'm glad that I made the decision to go to Siena. So
at that time, did you know what you wanted to study? And Or were you undecided, or did you have a major in mind?
So I wanted to go into physical therapy for sure. I was like 100% set
gotcha.
On it. Major in biology, and I actually changed that to occupational therapy, which
gotcha.
Is what I want to do
right.
now, which is pretty similar to what I was already learning, so the switch wasn't really too hard.
So when you get your degree, then you go to an occupational therapy graduate program. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so where are you as a senior? Where are you at academically? And when is this going to happen?
So I actually decided to take my fifth year.
Good.
This year, so, but I'm still looking into going to Eastern.
Eastern, graduate gotcha. School.
Haven't applied yet, but I still have a little bit of time to do that. I'll probably do that this summer, but just trying to get those prereqs for graduate school. So.
And the great news is to play the fifth year, it's the fall semester. Like a lot of our football team, we've talked about a lot on the Saints Sports Weekly show, it's a little easier than a basketball player or a baseball player that would have to go the whole year. You're really going a ninth semester. So that sounds, you know, exciting. And you're our midfielder, is that right? Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. As we're kind of picking on you, talk about the season in general. How do you think the team did?
I mean, I'm so proud of us right now. We beat ourselves up a lot of ties. We think we just take them as losses, just because we know we can be better. But as Scooter said, we won 10 games.
Right.
And I think this is the best team I think I've been on since I've been here.
Right.
Not just playing wise, but even just our connection with each other. I mean, I've never seen anything like it as I've been here.
That's awesome.
So it's amazing.
So we're gonna move over to Katie now, who is Katie. You're a goalie, right?
Yep.
And you're from Bloomfield or Bloomington, Indiana, right? Okay. So talk about your journey and. Your high school career a little bit, and how you got in touch with Sienna and your journey.
I went to Bloomington High School North in Bloomington, Indiana. People from Michigan, that's where Indiana University
is. That's right.
So that's a good point there. So I think I invited Scooter to come to watch me at a showcase. I didn't know much about Sienna. I saw it had biology, and I was like, cool, that's what I want to do. And then afterwards, I think I got an email inviting me to go to the ID camp, went to the ID camp. Really liked the campus. I think I went on a tour that day with probably one of the players at the time. Yeah, probably Catherine Gordon. That was a while ago. And then afterwards, Scooter was like, hey, you want to come on like a tour? And then went up a few months later. As soon as I stepped on campus, I was like, man, this place is great. Of course, it's fall. Scooter said it doesn't snow here. It does snow here. I don't think I would see myself anywhere else, even back home in Indiana. I think this is, Sienna was where I wanted to go.
Well, academically, you talked again about biology, right?
Yeah.
So your academic journey at Sienna, how's that been? Have you stayed with biology?
Yeah, I've kind of decided, like right when my first year, I was going to do bio and just stuck with it. So that's been nice, not having to change majors. But, the faculty at Sienna is great, so I haven't had any, questions about what I wanted to do with it.
Right, and so you're obviously a seventh semester student. Are you going to graduate and come back, or are you going to graduate in May, or are you? And what's your plans after graduation?
Yeah, I plan on graduating in May. So far, it's looking good. And then I actually have applied to a few physical therapy schools, and I already got accepted to one. So
good, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what you do to get all these smart biologists, because I can tell you that is one tough program at Sienna Heights University, John. I mean, it is it's a tough one. Coach Oliver and the women's soccer program has always had a very, very high GPA. Now, give us your impression of the season, how it's gone, and about this team in general.
Yeah, I think it's going well. Like Liv said, we have beat ourselves up on a couple of ties and scores. Or like at one point, he was like, "Man, we haven't lost a game in like a month, and we're beating ourselves over a tie. Like let's keep going." And like Liv said, like this is probably the best team I've been on, and like our not just like our like athletic, but just outside, they're my best friends. Like I know I can go to them for everything, and like it's just been great, really.
Well, you know, I came up with a. I came up with a dumb question. when the Saints are playing so well and they're just dominating the flow, do you ever get bored back there in goal?
Yeah. Like, I think you said earlier, like, on Saturday, I think we maybe I shot a team 22-3, and there's times where the ball was just on our side. It's great, though, because, like, we're winning.
I saw that. It was a 22-3 shot differential.
Yeah. And so, I just thought, lose a little concentration there and just kind of staring off into the distance while all the action is down at the other end of the field. So, I just wondered, because I can do that very well, stare off into the distance. And so I thought, just wanted to find out if you could do that too. So
one of the things I wanted to ask both of you is talk about your journeys in the program. Did you guys come up playing a varsity right away, or did you play reserves? And just talk about how that has gone for you. And you will stay right with you here, since we're talking to you, Katie. You go first.
So I started on reserves for my freshman year, and then I was on reserves for my sophomore year. Then towards the end of the season, I didn't play varsity, but I was like the second keeper on varsity there for a little.
Right.
And then my past 2 years, I've been on varsity as the backup keeper. So.
Right. Yeah. And now so, it's your turn.
Yeah, my story's a little different. So coming in freshman year, I was on varsity, played a couple games, and then I kind of slowly, started going down the line. I eventually was, kind of put on JV or reserves. Then it just kept happening over the years. Sophomore year, same thing. I was on varsity, playing great, just kept going down. Junior year, same thing. And I would call myself like a bubble player, because sometimes it was like, all right, maybe I'll play
right.
A couple minutes. I'll get like maybe 5 to 15 minutes, sometimes none towards the end of the seasons. And that was hard. That was really hard for me. I mean, I never took it out on Scooter. I took it out on myself mostly. And I think junior year of spring season, I was like, all right, we're snapping out of it. I just told myself, you know what, you can't care as much anymore about what everyone thinks. You can't care what Scooter thinks. Sorry, Scooter. But, I think I was so worried about messing up, focusing on, certain plays, and then I would get in my head where I just let it all go. And, I mean, now I'm a starter, which is, I never would have believed that ever.
One of the things that during my 30-year coaching career that I saw is the differences between how freshmen till their senior year, they're more concerned about themselves, till at the end they're more concerned about the team.
Yeah.
When did that hit you two guys?
That hit me probably like last year.
Right.
Yeah, which I mean, because I was so worried about myself, like I want to play. Where we would win games and I would still be so sad. And I mean, we played Ferris State last spring and we lost like kind of bad, and I was smiling after the game because I was playing so good. It was probably the best game I think I've ever played, and Scooter's like, you've never seen ever smile after a game. And I was like, yeah, you're right, because I was proud of myself.
Right.
I was just worried about myself in the moment, but also I was excited for what our team could do.
Also, if you wouldn't mind going back a little bit, mm-hmm. Talk about, I'm assuming both of you probably played some club mm-hmm. soccer. The difference between your club team and Bloomington North and Wall Lake Central, and how was that for you? I mean, where did you get most value? And the next part of this question is, how old were you when you started playing?
So I started playing when I was 6 or 7.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a while. And I would say I probably got more value out of club just because of the exposure, but high school soccer is just not, you can't beat it. Like, you're playing for your high school representing, I think I probably had more overall fun playing high school, but there's a value to club because that's how you tend to get better. You're playing against better people and whatnot.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I started playing soccer a little bit later. I actually used to swim, and then I decided not to do that anymore, and I started playing probably like 4th or 5th grade, so I'm 9, 10 years old, which is kind of late if you think about it for, women's soccer players now. But I also liked club a lot more I valued it a little bit more because my uncle was actually my club coach for a couple years.
Who's a Madonna grad?
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
No, I really liked club. I was closer with my teammates. I mean, high school is really fun, too. I mean, like Katie said, you're playing for your school, you're representing your school, but there's something about club that I just, I mean, I met some of my best friends, Danny Powell, she's on our team. I played with her for 3 years, I think.
That's one of the unique things about this program mm-hmm. and talking to so many of the alums and the, because a lot of times we have an alum feature of how these kids all knew each other or played on the same club team. You mentioned that you swam for a while. Did you play any other sports growing up?
I played roller hockey a little bit, but that was just for fun. I actually played like soccer before I started swimming, but it was like I was 4 years old picking the dandelions. You know, I didn't really focus on soccer aspect. Decided to swim, thought it was cool, and then kind of grew out of it. Didn't really like it. Kind of boosted my anxiety a little bit.
So that was the only sport that you played in high school?
No, I played basketball.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
It was like all conference for 2 years. It was pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it sounds like she almost forgot about it.
Yeah,
if you forget to be an all-conference high school player at a school like Wall Lake, congratulations. What about you, Katie?
I played basketball growing up, too. I think in Indiana, that's just a thing you do.
Oh, you bet. You're right about that.
I played in elementary school, middle school, high school, did the whole AAU thing, so.
So those were your two primary sports then?
Yeah, for sure.
What about when you got to Siena? And granted, you played club, so you're playing against a high level. What was the difference in levels of competition when you first got here, the biggest adjustment that you had?
I mean, as a goalie, I mean, the shots are so much harder. Like,
right.
I think my first day, I was like, dang, like, this is completely different here. And then the speed of play is faster as well. Like, it takes, like, getting used to, I think. So, but now I'm used to it, at least.
Now as a senior. Yeah, I would say the same thing. I mean, speed of play is just so crazy, especially as a midfield. Like, I feel like I was running all over the place, didn't really know where to go, and Skur actually yelled at me to stop running around. I was like, that's my job. I'm a midfielder. But he was right. I mean, and I kind of see it a little bit in our freshmen. They just like to run around a little bit and try to win the ball, and I get that. But now as a senior, I see, like, oh, I see. I have to actually read the play,
right.
You know, make plays and calm down a little bit.
One last question before I get the hook from JK what about playing on grass and turf? Did you play on a lot of turf before you got to Siena, or was it always grass?
I mean,
and the difference of that.
It depends, because high school was all turf.
Okay, up
in
Detroit.
And then club was all grass.
Ah.
Until you're indoor, so it's like you kind of have to adjust to both. Club grass fields are terrible, absolutely terrible. But I mean, during those seasons, you kind of just adjust to each one. But for us, switching between both is a little bit difficult. So, but we make do.
So I played mostly on grass in high school. The only time we played on turf was when it was a special game up at Grand Park. So I'm used to it, but now I'm much used to turf. So, but you know, it's just the surface. Everyone's playing on it.
Okay, we're going to take another break. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes here. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Guys.
Your degree, one of the top online programs in the nation, is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Being a teenager can be tough, but it shouldn't feel hopeless. Do you often feel sad, anxious, worthless, or empty? Have you lost interest in activities that you used to enjoy? Are you irritable and frustrated? Have you thought about suicide or harming yourself? Depression looks different for everyone. If you have been feeling sad the majority of time for more than 2 weeks, it is time to get help. Talk to a trusted adult or contact Community Mental Health at 263-8905. You are not alone, and you can feel better.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. All right, Coach, where are we headed now?
Well, first, before we get into talking about your preparation for the WAC tournament, which kind of means everything, I wanted to ask young ladies if they saw or was at any of the Hall of Fame banquet where we had, I think, the 2009 team and one of your top athletes inducted. And what your impression was of watching those young ladies, or now young women.
Yeah, I was there. I don't think Katie was there because she had an interview that weekend. But, I mean, I just thought, just seeing all of the alumni with their kids together and hugging each other. And I mean, I was just like, wow, I want that to be us one day. And I was just kind of excited for that moment. And I hope that, you know, maybe one day we could get into the Hall of Fame or something. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. And what you mentioned was very true. I think we had either 19 or 20 of the young women back and their families. It was really, really very special. Scooter, I'm going to, you know, you talked briefly about Northwest Ohio, and talk, what are some of the things you are working on, or how hard do you work as you get prepared for these postseason games or matches?
Well, how hard we work is a kind of a relative term. I think you always set your standards for your drill, so right now at the end of the year, it's more of a time thing. How long do you work in, you know, to be prepared, to make sure that we're as rested as we can. It's a little goofy because Wednesday game's at 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. So, you know, you're messing with some of that. So we went harder, longer today. We'll be much shorter in our prep tomorrow, things like that. So then we have less than 24 hours after our practice before our game, things like that. Now, what we're working on for Northwest Ohio is we just need to play. I think when our team's good, we have the ball. So I think that's what we focused on today, was just opening up, trying to keep the ball, you know, executing, creating space, creating time for us, things of that nature. I guarantee you that we will play hard. That seems like that's not going to be an issue for this team. We went through that last Wednesday where I didn't think we played hard enough at U of M Dearborn, and the team really responded to the second half, and then exceptionally well, how well hard we played against Cleary. But this group this year, I've yelled at them, I think, twice for effort. That's it. Like, and so you know that as a coach, when you don't, you show up and you don't have to worry about effort, you can do what you need to do. So I think for us, I'm not really even worried about our psyche of us playing. I think I feel like this team just thinks, and this maybe that hopefully they think like me and some of the coaches, that we know we can win that game. We know we should have won the first time we played them. And for whatever reason, we just didn't, and we didn't give it, you know, what we wanted to do. I think this time we're more prepared to go out and try to play our style, our system, and affect them instead of let them kind of keep the ball and do what they're supposed to do against us. And I think we'll be better attacking wise. I think we'll be more dynamic and skilled in those type of things. And, you know, as long as we play defense the way we did the last time, we'll be fine.
You know, I want to backtrack a minute, but you made a point. I heard Roy Williams, and you ladies, that's a legendary basketball coach at North Carolina and Kansas. But he made this point about a good team, you never really should have to coach attitude, you know, in college, that you can get by in coaching drills, technique, and whatnot. And what I've heard about this team from you guys, what you're talking about, that the attitude has been pretty good. So talk about that, your team attitude in general. I guess, Livy, you can go first.
I mean, yeah, our team attitude compared to the past couple of years have been, I mean, it's been great. Everyone wants to win. Everyone has the effort. And sometimes, I mean, things happen.
Yeah.
Teams get a little angry at each other, but, I mean, we know not to take it to heart. And I think our attitude has been great.
You know, I see, your teammate here, Katie, come in, and her legs are pretty banged up and dirty, but today they practice, and those of our listeners that know a lot about Siena Heights University, Zoller Field, it was named, it was where we played soccer for many years, to O'Loughlin Stadium. Behind the baseball, we have an area that the soccer and lacrosse people can get on grass when they need to get on grass. Coach, what is the percentage of time that you're on grass and you're on turf?
We've actually taken it more this year because we've actually kept the field a little bit nicer, and the weather's been
right.
So nice that
yes.
It stayed smoother for us. So usually on Thursdays, we've got to find the alternate time to practice. I've just preferred to go to Zoller this year and go out there. So, but we're probably still a good 90% of our practices are out in O'Loughlin Stadium, and blessed to have that facility as well. But, you know, we're maybe every other week we've been out on the grass and things like that. And
so your time of practice, you try to keep between 3:30 and 4 most of the time. Is that what I hear you saying?
4 and 6 now is really okay. When we're trying to go. And we've got part-time coaches now, so, you know, we're trying to, you know, mix. Maybe we might be at 5, so they have a little more time to work and get there and things like that. But we're much more in the 5 to 6 slot right now. Through October.
And I know that's one of Coach, who also serves as a assistant athletic director at Siena. His job is to divide that field up, and we want to get 120 football players on there and two soccer teams and, you know, even our lacrosse people want to get on there in the fall. But having worked, having had our wrestling teams in the studio down here at the Cave last few weekends, our women's wrestling team practices, I get there at 5:15 in the morning every day up because of practice Adrian High, and our guys go after dinner after Adrian High's wrestling program's done around 6:30 or 7. So it sounds like you've had consistency, and you guys probably like that as players, right?
Yeah, totally.
Let's get back to some of the top players, or, you know, for the team you're playing this weekend. I know you don't want to look ahead because if you win that match, you go right to Grand Rapids. And so let me ask, are you guys looking ahead at all? Or, you know, what do you think your chances are this weekend? And Scooter's real confident. Are you guys as confident?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all just kind of focusing on this game we have ahead of us, not really looking too far ahead. I think we know that's in the future, but it's just, like, not our main. And I think we're confident, but we also know we'd have to perform. And, like, there's a good balance between that and just kind of be like, oh, yeah, we got this, but, like, knowing we have to do well.
Is this the earliest you guys have played? No, you played that 1 o'clock game during homecoming. But are more of your games in the evening now, or are they sometimes late afternoon? It used to be late afternoon years ago, remember?
Yeah, we used to play at 4 o'clock all the time. Yeah, so you as an athletic director wanted consistent times. That's not been the case this year. We've fluctuated back from 4 to 7 to 1 to 3 to 4 to 7 to – it's been all over the board all season long for us. And, you know, you just adjust your training length and things like that, and when you want to do maybe a little extra day off here or things like that. And, you know, it's tough when you play – what was it, 2 weeks ago, we played at Aquinas on a Wednesday. We had a JV game at 4 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
We had a varsity game at 7 p.m. Well, we got home at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning because our food didn't come very fast and our bus driver was slow. So it was a very, you know, so we took that next Thursday off and things like that. So you just adjust and roll. I think everybody's kind of in the same boat when you do that as far as the schedule goes. And, you know, you just be, you know, ready to go. I know Saturday we were the last team to finish,
right?
You know, our regular season and things like that, because we have home football and men's soccer as well. So we had the 7 o'clock slot, and the other latest game was started at 3:30. So everybody was done before we even started. We knew, you know, what we needed, regardless of the result, where we would end up, and things like that. And,
yeah, so you knew what you had to do and where you're going to be. So, in really, in looking at looking back at your careers, that's got to be hard on the science faculty when all of a sudden you have to be out of Aquinas early. How's that work for you? Have your teachers worked well with you?
Yeah, they work pretty well with us. We just tell them in advance, and they're like, okay, well, we'll make sure you get the notes from either our teammates or people that are in our class, or they record the lecture,
right,
so we can watch it.
So your itinerary for Wednesday, Coach, just talk a little bit about when you'll have to meet, where, how you eat your pregame, or do you eat pregames? And
yeah, we leave, you know, now in the world with so many diet restrictions, we've kind of always just left pregame meal up to the players, and that's, you know, the route we go. We will depart at 11:15 on Wednesday, which, you know, is a major science day. Classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, leg. So they will be missing their afternoon classes and time for that game. The game is at 3 o'clock. I do think there's a 3 o'clock bio class. I think human anatomy and physiology is.
Yep.
So they'll miss those. And then, you know, basically we're planning on, it's a 2-hour, 15-minute trip. We'll get there about an hour and a half before, you know, kind of walk the field, get used to it. And then they'll get in the locker room and start their party. As I call it, you drive yourself crazy now if you saw what our girls did in the locker room before. I'm actually blessed because I can shorten warm-up. So when it's cold out, I don't have to worry about us getting out and being cold and all that type of stuff because of this dance party and things that they have in our locker room pregame. I already know that we're sweating and we're moving and we're ready to go, so we're awake. So make sure that we get them there early enough that they can, you know, get their gear on, get their stuff ready, and then they have so many traditions now that have been carried over in our locker room. They wanted disco strobe lights, so we have those in our locker room now, like carry your own speakers. They have so many dances and so many songs they have to do, and they have to do them at a certain time, so if I come in the locker room at a wrong time, then, you know, it's scripted, so that's what I tell them. Like, I'm there 43 minutes before the kickoff. That's when I come into the locker room.
Wow. We wasted time in the interview. I want to hear about these dances here. Ladies, you got to talk about it. We don't have much time, but who was this always this way since you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, like, we've always had songs that we play before game. And Aaron Tyson's the DJ right now, so he also gets us pumped up every day. And then, like, the Disco Lights just add some extra stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to play, it's called, like, Turbo. I don't even know, but it's, like, kind of like a line dance that we would always do. And the seniors, when we were freshmen, just made us do it, made us do it. We kind of just carried it on. We haven't done it in a little bit, but we did it a couple weeks ago, or last week. But, I mean, yeah, that will break a sweat for sure.
It really started when we actually got O'Loughlin, like in that 12 season, that senior group, with Crystal was Coxon, who's on my staff, Sam was on my staff, who was on that team, Alexis Donnelly. They found a song, and it's Rather Be, and I don't know the song, but they started their own dance to it. So every day pregame, they added another section. So they, by the end of the season, they had this whole dance for this entire song. And now it's basically just gone. They use other songs and things like that they have special dances or line dances too. But they go, and I hear them stomping their feet in the locker room too after we leave. They've got sayings and chants. I'm like, I leave the locker room like, you know, probably with 20 minutes to go before a game, and they finally come out like 5 minutes later after they've done all their rituals, so to speak.
So I have just a question.
Do you help other Siena sports teams warm up, like the golf team? And...
No, but that'd be cool. It'd be kind of interesting.
I don't know if you want golfers that excited. I think it's supposed to be calmness in golf.
Okay, well, it's a great way to warm up, right?
Well, it's worked for us. Let's put it that way. So you, when things start going, you don't change much.
It's part of the culture.
Okay, well, actually, let's take a break, and then we'll see. We'll be back in just a minute or two here. You're listening to Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
From the Florida swamps to the Big House and all the way to the Coliseum, don't miss a moment of college football this year with DMP Communications. We've got you covered from the ACC, SEC, and Big Ten networks. On your TV or your phone, you're there. Get an internet and TV bundle that will keep you in the game from noon kickoff to primetime and beyond. Call 800-311-7340 today.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.siennaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
All right, welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Thank you all for being in on the show here this evening. We had a great time. So, and we want to wish you all the best in your upcoming warm-ups and soccer match. Yeah.
And we'll be waiting, actually, and get online and watch that thing.
Yeah, Northwest Ohio does a good job. So UNOHRacers.com, right. The game will be on 3 o'clock. If you got to work, stream it and do your work at the same time.
3 o'clock Wednesday.
3 o'clock Wednesday.
Awesome. All right, well, best of luck in the future to everybody in the program and in your education at Siena Heights University. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having
me. All right, we want to remind you that you can watch or you can listen to Siena Heights Sports Weekly every Monday at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7. We go over time. This is actually the first time I've ever gone over. Coach can tell you that, right?
Hey, we just said we just got into the dance stuff.
Right. Yeah, it happens, but it's a lot of fun. But anyway, check us out next Monday right here, 6 p.m., 96.5 The Cave and 965 The Cave. .com. Have a great one. CBS Now or CBS Sports is now in progress.
Slow, go down the field, and that's probably your best way to win more games than you probably will this year.